Flying spray planes is one of those jobs where you have to have your eyes open and your mind in gear all the time. My boss told me one day, if you're not constantly checking something, you're probably missing something. Even on the ground. Do I have my maps? Is the hopper lid latched? Are the nozzles set right? Am I loaded correctly? Is there gas in it? Once she's airborne, it's not so easy to stop and take care of things. And in the air, oil pressure, oil temperature, which way is the wind blowing, where are the power lines, and once you know where they are, don't forget the power lines. You can't go to sleep on that job. There's a spiritual lesson to this. Maybe you're not a religious person, okay, but if you have a concern for your spiritual life, let me remind you that spiritually you have to be on your guard, constantly. Satan's attacks can be very subtle. Too busy to spend time with God? Low-grade mind food? An inappropriate relationship that's just brewing? Be careful. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
You've heard of Support Your Local Sheriff? Well, we're asking you to support your local radio station. And now you can do that with just a click of a button. Tahibo Tea, My Kind CBD, Modare Collagen, My Patriot Supply, LifeWave Patches, Bleed Stop, and more, all in one place. Just go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page, and you've got one-stop shopping. Now you can quickly and easily purchase all the great products we back and sell by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Thank you for your support.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
We Welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program, Monday, the 3rd of March, 2025. 11 to 1 during the week on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com and podcast 1360KHNC.com. Podcast section, the Present Truth site. In the last hour, I was finishing with an article out of the American Dream. 11 shocking examples of how completely and utterly lawless our society has become. There's no hope for the United States of America. We have gone too far. We are now the punishments from God, which are just punishments, are coming to this nation. We cannot reverse where we are now. There's no reversing it. Even the churches, all of these lampstands in Revelation chapter 1, the Christian people cannot reverse the society. We are like the gypsies. We have become a society. The gypsies, there was no law. There we are the like the people that gather once a year to be completely free of all morality, with free from conscience, like Bohemian Grove. There is a Bohemian Grove where they cast their cares, they burn their cares away for a year. These are the very powerful people of the world at Bohemian Grove. So they cast away care. Well, also there is the same principle at Burning Man every year in northern Nevada. They go and they cast off all care. It is a just drugs and sex and evil, whatever they want to do, they cast off care. America, there's no, I'll use the word, recovery from the lawlessness in this nation presently. This article, when I read it, I thought, well, they explain it. It's presented in a way that I'm going to just read point by point. The first point I read was all the cargo theft, the trains in the desert in California, Arizona, that are being hijacked. They're being robbed. The goods on the board, the trains, are being, you know, what was it? There was a... the shoe company, Nike, train robbed this, all the shoes. I don't know how many millions of dollars worth of shoes end up in the society. A 23-year-old man in Brooklyn, he raped a 7-year-old boy repeatedly, puts the videos on the dark web. Vile abuse. There appears there may be other victims. The guy's name was Ramel Mina. He lived with the victim's family in Brooklyn for 2 years. He babysat the boy. Now, he's been put in prison. Another point, someone doesn't like Musk very much. They shot up a Tesla dealership in Salem, Oregon. It was vandalized last Wednesday. And a dealership lit on fire. This is lawlessness. This is exactly what God said would happen to the United States. It would become a nation of lawlessness. Number five, another point. Romance scams. They have become popular. A woman with dual citizenship took things to an entirely new level, killing several of her victims. A Las Vegas woman, dual U.S.-Mexican citizenship, ran a romance scam on steroids, caused the deaths of three people. FBI special agents in charge, Spencer Evans, said during the news conference last week in Nevada that he was unsealing a 21-count that supersedes a superseding indictment against her. Aurora Phelps was targeting men in their 70s and 80s. She would use drugs to incapacitate them. This woman, I guarantee you, is involved in the occult, in witchcraft. We believe Phelps connected with each of them through an online dating application so she could lure them into the confidence under false pretenses, drug them with dangerous doses of prescription sedatives. Once they're incapacitated, she steals their cars, accesses their bank accounts, brokerage accounts to withdraw money, uses their credit cards, and then she kills them. And they die. This is the evil. And I'll just briefly stop right here. I'll put a halt. No. I'm going to put a halt. I'll continue. I was going to interject something here, but my minutes. I look at this clock. I get frustrated with minutes. So I'm going to wait until after the break. Then I'll go on with another topic. But number six, some of the most evil criminals often occupy some of the highest positions in our society. The Washington Post has finally been forced to admit Dr. Anthony Fauci really was funding horrific Beagle abuse and that he worked really hard to cover it up. See, not only people, but even dogs. We knew, heard about this before, but finally they admit it. This Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, I'll return with the rest of the story.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
Join me for the Rita Panahi Show, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 5 p.m. here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies. That's the Rita Panahi Show, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 5 p.m. here on AM 1360, Northern Colorado's best talk radio.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673, 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
gives you, don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits.
Okay, I had to make an executive decision. I have all these articles in front of me, and I get so distracted. But I do use them as a springboard into what I might present. This article out of the End of the American Dream. This was February 23rd, 2025. By Michael. Got me to thinking. Point number 6. The criminals in our country. Fauci. Killing these beagles. Killing these little dogs. If the. You can. Murder people. But when you start. We're so. Kind of in a sense screwed up as a culture. Dogs. Become more important than. People. You can kill millions of people. That's a crime. But you want to take anger to a different level? Start killing the little dogs and the animals. So I say that to say this. Gene Hackman. When I read the story of Hackman, his wife, his dogs dead. I'm not a, forensic investigator, but I do investigate crimes from a different perspective, from the view of occult activity. I'm taking you down a rabbit hole. With all the talk of Jeffrey Epstein, no one is talking about Epstein and the ritual witchcraft, Satanism, straight out devil worship. No one talks about this. FBI, local agencies, you're not involved in that kind of a world without being involved in Satanism. Gene Hackman lives in Santa Fe. I was listening to an article yesterday or a little video, and I wished I had it in front of me so I could. It's actually on beforeitsnews.com, and when you go down, you see Gene Hackman's photograph. Listen to it. I couldn't figure out why. This had to be a hit. This had to be a satanic hit with a message. There's an individual by the name of Nathan Reynolds. Many of you probably have never heard of Nathan Reynolds. Of course you haven't. Nathan Reynolds, from the time he was a child, was involved in evil that you cannot imagine. He is traumatized. He is abused. He has to fight children his own age, and they fight to the death. And he's a non-believer, but eventually he does become a believer. And he does realize the evil. And he talks about these times where these situation where there's a murder. And in the murder, everything is so bizarre that when the police come to investigate, basically the murder scene is staged in a way where the local and county and maybe the federal law enforcement agencies, it's staged in a way where there is a statement being made to these investigators. This is beyond, above your pay grade. Leave it alone. and investigators, news reporters, when they come on the scene and they look at how violent these murder scenes are, they also know this is above your pay grade. Leave it alone. I know of personally a murder in the town where I grew up, and it was front page news for 2 days. But as they started to explore, or they started to investigate, there's blood on the walls. The woman is, I think she was decapitated. It was supposedly a, they were going to try to rule it as a, it's funny. You hear about these people that they commit suicide by 2 gunshot wounds to the head. And then they kill them. You know, that's how they die. The first gunshot, the shotgun to the a shot to the head doesn't kill them. The second one does. Well, I think this individual was decapitated, and she made sure that after she decapitated herself, she scribbled all these things on the wall. And after 2 days, as the law enforcement came in to try to understand what was going on, the boyfriend, he was basically no longer he wasn't on the, I'm trying to think of the word. He was free. A suspect. After 2 days, they realized this was a satanic ritual. You know what they did? This is above our pay grade. Doesn't matter how big the law enforcement agency is, how big the city is, the county investigators, doesn't matter. It's above their pay grade, and nothing more was said, ever. In the news, no one ever knew what happened. No. The investigation was never spoken of again. This is a Gene Hackman site. They are just sophisticated in how they laid everything out. This was very sophisticated. But it was a satanic group. This is what you have, people that are very powerful, that are in covens. And the covens, they have individuals. You look at the John Wick movies. This is the best way I can explain it to you. These John Wick movies are that world explaining to the people that live in that world how things are done in that world that is beneath the what we see in a culture that is, you might say, an underground culture of assassins. And in the Before It's News video, I know that in New Mexico, in Angel Fire, the covens, Taos area, covens, west of Las Vegas, New Mexico, in the little cities back in the woods, not good people, Santa Fe, next to Gene Hackman's home, just not far, is one of the Epstein ranches called the Zorro Ranch. This is very sophisticated witchcraft. Sophisticated maybe would throw you off. No, this is sophisticated in the sense that these are very powerful people. They are people that are brilliant. And they have their own government, or they have their own, you might say, not CIA, though they may be involved. They have a network a hidden network. Like if you watch the John Wick movie, the first one, he has a battle in his home. He makes a phone call. An individual with a couple of guys come and they clean up all the mess, the bodies, janitorial service, so to speak. And they sanitize the scene. It's completely without fingerprints, no clues, nothing. This is the Gene Hackman death scene. There are clues, but the clues are telling law enforcement, this is be above your pay grade. You're messing with things that are much more, that are very powerful. Back away. Just ignore it. They're telling the press, keep your nose out of the business. This involves very powerful people in high places, and also, I believe, government agencies involved and very powerful people involved. Hackman supposedly was getting ready to expose some of the activities with Epstein, and he probably should have been a little wiser. He should have, you might say, put together packages of evidence and sent them out, but to try to do it alone, that was a mistake. And he had been talking to friends about the world that that made him wealthy, Hollywood. These people in Hollywood are very powerful, and not too far away from there, not too far away from that area, you have where they were shooting this movie with the actor, and he shoots an actress shoots her. I'm trying to think of his name. I can see his face. He played in the movie Red October. There's a group of family actors. I can see his face clearly. Can't think of his name because I don't like him. I don't like to remember his name. I know he's a murderer. I know that he was acquitted of charges, and I believe personally he was guilty. And he was acquitted of the charges. This was right in the area of a ranch where the Clintons stayed. I'll think of the guy's name, but Gene Hackman is on my mind. These people in Hollywood, Christ said nothing is going to be hidden. Nothing will be hidden. Things will be revealed. But even though they're revealed, the people that finally know the truth, they won't care. They will basically say, well, live and let live, because they don't really care about justice. And many times they're involved with it. They're actually involved in the societies that carry out this type of evil. I'll be back in a few minutes. I'll get the guy's name and give it to you when I get back. Thank you for those that are trying to speak to your radio and get the name to me.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long. Every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Stay tuned for information on how you can save almost $20 per bag of Tahibo Tea.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access pricing you've never seen before now.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
Save $12.50 per bag on 4 bags and save $18.75 per bag on 8 bags. Simply click on the Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page at 1360khnc.com.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on americasfreedomnetwork.com. That's americasfreedomnetwork.com.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gruska's C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit C-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Alec Baldwin, because I don't like him, I don't really want to remember his name. Alec Baldwin. On that set, he shoots that actress. In my view, it was murder. In my view, the individual that takes care of the weapons to make sure they're loaded or unloaded and make sure they have blanks in them, she was part of the coven, in my view. The judges involved in the case were members of secret societies, in my view, and they are basically when you're in a secret society, you protect the other society members, which, in my view, Baldwin is in a society, some kind of a occult group. Hackman knew about this, and he was probably, according to the video, was going to expose it. A little careless, 95 years old, you might be a little careless. I'll tell you another case that we're all familiar with, where it was one of those scenes where there were signs everywhere basically stating to the law enforcement in Boulder, Colorado, JonBenet Ramsey murder. The police is notified. They come in. And immediately, if they had not, the individual that was first to respond may have known that he was to cover up as much as possible, to contaminate the scene if possible. And the way that it was done and the individuals involved, John and Patsy Ramsey, it was basically one of those scenes where you say, this is beyond your pay grade. But because it was, he's nationally known, a well-known individual. His wife was a ex. Was she out of a Carolinas or Virginia? She was a Miss Virginia or Miss Carolina, Patsy. It was too high profile. But in my view, I used to listen to Denver Talk. There was an individual that really covered it. I'm trying to think his name. But the DA, I don't have any doubt he was part of the cover-up. The Boulder camera, part of the cover-up, in my view. The police department, Boulder Police Department, part of the cover-up. The investigators, part of the cover-up. Everybody involved were, they knew this is way above your pay grade. But because it was so national, they had to at least attempt to give the appearance of an investigation. But nothing came of it. Now, I remember doing a program years ago. I don't remember where I picked up the articles, but there's a network internationally through these, I think it's tied in through Hillary and a group of very powerful people. And they bring individuals through the immigration system into this country. And some of these women, especially, become housekeepers for the very, very wealthy people. If I remember correctly, one of the women in the Bene Ramsey home was part of this program. And in this program, these individuals that get these positions with the very powerful people, they are, you might say, inside snitches. The snitch isn't the good word. They are placed specifically to watch, to gather information, and report back to the company that they work for. And if I remember correctly, one of the individuals that was working in the Bene home did work for this group. These people are too sophisticated in the sense that they are too sharp. They have a system that is, you might say, almost flawless. They can cover up anything. In the WIC movies, I watch them because I know that much that is in these movies is not just out of a thought somebody had while he's sleeping late at night after a few cocktails. No, there is a network underground that has existed for, in other countries, thousands, hundreds and hundreds of years. And with each generation, they adapt to the new technology, they adapt to the new, you know, a more sophisticated society, a more intelligent society, and they learn how to cover anything. There were clues in the Gene Hackman home, basically, the way I view it, we know that the pills, the drugs were probably most likely not involved. But when they do the toxic reports, I don't think they're going to find carbon monoxide. I don't know what they're going to find. And it seemed to be so clean that people are scratching their head wondering, well, there's no bullets, there's no knives, there's nothing brutal, there's no bruises. How can they do this? Well, you can give them nitrous oxide. With maybe they'll find that. I don't know. But for Hackman living near Epstein, and all of a sudden everything erupts with the Epstein case once again, the Epstein files with Bondi, Pam Bondi. And for some reason, the Epstein files, they really aren't telling anything. It's because I believe government agencies are totally involved in the cover-up, because very important people have to be protected. I'll make a comment when I get back. The very, very wealthy people are very dangerous people. For all you who want to bump elbows with the powerful people, you better be careful.
HughesNet is now better than ever, with faster speeds up to 100 megabits per second and unlimited data. Now you can do it all with HughesNet. Connect. Enjoy a fast and reliable connection wherever you live. Stream. Watch more video and do more video conferencing. And played. Enjoy online gaming with low latency fusion plans that deliver a more responsive connection. HughesNet is satellite internet built for rural America. Call your local HughesNet retailer or Lead Electronics USA at 970-712-5280.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate. 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693. Or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
'9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Hey, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360KHNC.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural way to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curb for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360KHNC.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and Hackman out on loan. Riders on the storm, there's a killer.
So I'll give you some more insight. I've been in the homes. God is sovereign. I believe that nothing is accident. If you want to say there's an accident, it's a meteorite falling out of the sky and hitting you on the head and killing you. That's an accident. Anything other than that is stupidity. That's what my dad told me. He said, they're really, you put your hand in an engine, when the engine's moving and you get your hand in, caught in a belt, that's stupidity. You shouldn't have that engine running, first of all. I don't believe in accidents. I was in the home of a friend who was getting married years ago, back in the 70s. Family back then were close to billionaires. Dad is very powerful. We go into the home for the reception, and big, huge, huge home in South Denver. And as a Christian, a young Christian, when I walked in, I just have this sense of, man, I don't like it. Just something. Well, they have a guest list, and next to the guest list that you sign, they have a book of the family lineage. And it was open. And so I'm just glazing or just reviewing the family lineage, because I'm thinking, how do these people get to be so wealthy? You'd know the name if I told you, but I'm not going to tell you, so don't even think about it. I don't want to die. And the father sees me glancing at this book, and we're young Christian people. Well, he didn't like that. He didn't like the fact that his son is a believer. And he walks directly to me, closes the book, puts it under his arm. I say basically hi to him, and I tell him who I am. And he walks away. And I thought, that's very odd. But a very powerful people. Okay, now jumping back to JonBenet Ramsey. In the world, these powerful people, their children meet Christ. And these people come from generations of witchcraft, of sorcery, with skeletons in every closet in their homes, murders, rapes, incest, every vile thing you can think of. With Benet Ramsey, in my view, this little girl is in the pageant shows, and some of the little girls that are in these pageants, why Christian people would put their children in these pageant shows, parading their children around like little, you know, people, the perverts. They love these little children. It's odd to me that they would do that. I would never do that. But somebody preached the gospel to this little girl, Benet Ramsey. Once she is now a Christian, it will be in the future that Christ will begin to bring memories back to her to free her from abuse, rape, whatever, as a child, she went through. And we find in the evidence that she had been raped, or there was evidence that she had been already molested sexually. Not fondled, I mean literally, having a relationship. It's a matter of time before a young Christian begins to remember. And in the occult world, they know that. Now, are these people in the occult? Well, Benet Ramsey, Peter Boyles. This was back at a time where there was new understanding in psychology, in personalities, and a term, multiple personality syndrome, was just beginning to be in the spotlight. Multi-generational or multi-personality. It's in the Bible. And many people have talked about having multiple personality disorder. And it was, according to what I had read, psychologically, Patsy Ramsey was suffering from multi-personality syndrome. And meaning in her life, there had been extreme torture to cause a disassociation with the core spirit, the soul of the individual being split and split again and split again. So you have multiple personalities. One personality might be a child. Another personality might be a strong person. Another personality would be that of a professor or a tennis player. It just depends on what is best for the handlers. And then we know about this within the MK Ultra programs. And you have these men that can that are assassins, assassination programs. And like with the John Wick movies, you have men, people behind that are just common individuals working in different companies that are available to cover crime scenes. I'll be back.
Hey folks, the PE Gun Show is returning to Island Grove Park in Greeley, March 22nd and 23rd. This show features hundreds of vendors and thousands of items you want to see at a gun show. Located at 501 North 14th Avenue in Greeley. Please remember, this event is just before the new 6.5% additional tax on firearms and products that's scheduled to go into effect April 1st. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. We'll see you at the show.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit coloradoproperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
All right, so I'm minding my own business, going through these points out of the article, endoftheamericandream.com, shocking examples of how completely and utterly lawless our society has become. And I get to the point on some of the evil criminals, and I decide I need to use this as a springboard to present to you what I presented in this hour. The Son of Sam murders in New York back in, what was it, the 80s? This was a coven. Everybody in the coven, they got caught doing their evil deeds with the Son of Sam, Summer. Eric Berkowitz was his name. They all died. This is what the covens do. When the members of the covens, when they get caught, and when they are potential witnesses, well, within the prison system, you have these individuals that are part of the covens and make sure that those who can talk don't talk. Epstein, is he alive? Is he dead? I think that they have the way to, it would be probably best to just eliminate a potential witness that knows quite a bit. Just eliminate the problem. But on the other hand, like with Adolf Hitler, they kept him alive. They didn't allow him to die. Like I've stated many times before, the German people around Adolf Hitler, there's no way they were going to allow the Führer to die. They were not going to allow him to commit suicide. They were not going to allow him to fall into the hands of either the Russians, the Americans, the English. He's the Führer. He has very powerful occult abilities. So powerful, he had men around him, very powerful in the occult also. These occult individuals, there will be some sacrifice, but not the Führer. So they work it out with the United States government, with the Catholic Church, with the British, with the Italians, with the French, with powers in Argentina, to move him legally, quietly, and let him live into the 70s. Even Eisenhower didn't believe Hitler died. Eventually, the Russians come out with the evidence as to what really did happen. It was the Russians. Nothing will be hidden. The truth must be revealed to mankind. I'll reveal more truth to you tomorrow. Have a wonderful evening. Snow is coming. Don't have a flat. Talk to you later.
Okay, I've been hearing a lot about the LifeWave patches, and they sound amazing. And I'm thinking I want to try them for myself. But can you tell me how they work?
Okay, well, you wear the patch, which is about the size of a quarter, 12 hours a day, 12 on, 12 off. And the patch uses your body's own light and energy and copper peptides to reactivate the dormant stem cells in your body. Once a stem cell has been reactivated, it can be used by any of the cells in your body that need it, creating a healing and growth process you haven't experienced since your youth. So in a nutshell, this is how the LifeWave X39 patch works.
You can purchase the LifeWave X39 patches by going to 1360khnc.com and clicking on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Then simply scroll down to the LifeWave section, 1360khnc.com, and click on the Natural Health Products button.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.